December 18, 2018 meeting of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals. Good morning, everyone, and happy holiday season. The first matter on our agenda is approval of the November 27, 2018 meeting minutes. And those have been distributed. Is there any discussion on those? Now we have to have a motion.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
And I want to take the opportunity to say these are a lot better than they have been in the past.
Go ahead, look.
I can't figure out how to get back out.
It won't let you vote because I'm not, right, you're not present when we started this motion, but I actually.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, minutes have been approved. Moving to our regular agenda. First item on our regular agenda, I think it might be a typo initially here, says 5 Marsh Tower Lane, but it's 32 Crystal Cone Drive.
Yeah, we got it correct here. That was a typo.
All right, so it's
32 Crystal Cone Drive, addressing the first item on the agenda.
So the first item on the agenda is 32 Crystal Cone Drive, petitioner requesting a 12-foot rear yard setback area for the 25-foot requirement, and we'll hear from staff.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the property in question today is 32 Bristol Cone Drive. The petitioner is requesting a 12-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot rear yard setback requirement. This is a text map of the subject lot at the end of Bristol Cone Drive. The property is within the Kings Grant subdivision in Georgetown and zone PUDC, which is planning and development community, which the majority of Georgetown is zoned. The petitioner's intent is to establish a sunroom on the rear of the house, approximately 430 square feet in size. This is an aerial view of the rear of the subject property, which is located here. It's adjacent to a common area and backs up to a man-made lagoon that serves as a stormwater runoff feature. This is a little bit more zoomed in photo of the site, and the proposed sunroom would go in the approximate location of the existing income. There is common area opposite the existing the backyard of the residence. And if you'll notice on the aerial that the properties that back up to the lagoon are fairly uniform in terms of the setback. There are some homes in this area that have enclosed rooms on the rear. Those, based on observation and non-specific measurements, appear to be within the required setback, or appear not to be within the required setback. A review of the criteria for granting a variance, staff found that the size, shape, and topography are not significantly different from the subject property, that no hardship is created, and that there are no special conditions associated with this property. case may not cause substantial detriment. However, the proposed structure does represent a significant encroachment into the required setback toward the common area. Based on these findings, staff's recommendation is for denial of the setback variance.
Any questions, staff?
The sunroom is going completely on, covering the footprint of the existing. Is that patio or deck?
It is a deck, I guess you could. Well, it's a patio in terms of the foundation. Is that what you're talking about? Yes, sir. And that would be the location. And I don't know the size of the existing patio, but the intention is for the new room to go generally in that location.
Any other questions, staff? Thank you.
Marcus, there is nobody directly behind them or directly beside.
That's correct. Plus, the house to the rear is across the lagoon. And I didn't measure that lagoon right away, it's approximately 70 feet. That includes the embankment.
Any other questions, staff?
Marcus, the second house in the white one on the far hand, right hand side, the exterior boundary of that house looks quite close to the fence line. Has there been a variance?
Oh, we're talking
the next one over.
There were no variances on record for properties on this street. And I would say that in looking at that, I did look at properties on this side of the canal, and it is on a curved street somewhat, and the curve of the lagoon makes it difficult to say exactly how far each one of these houses is from their setback line.
And we don't have an elevation?
No, we do not.
Any correspondence from any neighbors?
We have not heard from any neighbors on this project.
Anyone here from the petitioner?
Yeah, the petitioner is present.
Have you signed in?
Yes, I did. Right.
If you'll state your name and then raise your right hand.
Pamela Linder.
Chairman, do you swear to your testimony this morning will be the truth?
I do. I did contact the Homeowners Association and I have talked with the surrounding neighbors. I haven't gotten any negative feedback. Everybody's fine because we are improving, of course. What our property is at this point. We have a walkthrough that is a common area on the website, but the rest of it is all cul-de-sac. It's just wildlife. So at this point, we don't see, where there would be any reason to deny our request. It's just a sunroom going on to the back.
Any questions for the petitioner?
The property on the other side of the walkthrough, is that potentially developable in the future, or is that a...
It is a homeowners association property, so it's common area.
And do you have the dimensions of the proposed addition?
And the existing patio that's back there now, of course, is larger than what you're seeing, is larger than what we petitioned to have built. So,
Do you have any drawings?
I did submit those.
There is a sketch.
Is this property fenced? I can't tell.
It is not.
It is not.
We will probably do that on our next phase.
There's some little barrier though there.
Yes. It's all glass, so.
I'm sorry?
It's all glass, so.
And will the foundation of it be, are you using the existing patio foundation, or?
It's being redone. Yeah, that's an existing patio that was there with the home when I bought it.
Is there a reason why it has to be 18 feet wide?
That is just the style of sunroom that we put on. You know, it's the one that we thought would look best with the property.
Could it be shortened?
Could. We could make modifications to that if we needed to do that.
But it probably can't be shortened 12 feet.
Could it be shortened 6 feet?
What's it going to make a difference?
It could. Obviously, any variance that we can get, of course, to make it as large as we possibly can, close to the style that we chose, would be great.
Personally looking, I agree with staff that what's being requested will not cause a substantial detriment to the setback. I don't see any reason for it to be shortened.
And I think it also is peculiar in that it's got a lagoon and a common area right next to it. In fact, I'm ready to make a motion.
I gotta ask if anyone else has anything else for the petitioner. Is anyone here to speak on this from the public? Entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the 12-foot variance.
Second.
And that it would not cause substantial detriment to the public good, nor impair the purposes and intent of the zoning ordinance. And the lot is peculiar because it has common areas both front and, I mean, both rear and side. Then back right up to another property.
Can he say 12?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Right. Any discussion? right. Been approved. Good luck with the project. Next item on our agenda is 1 Noble Glen Drive, and petitioner requesting a variance to permit a second electrical meter on a single lot of record. And we'll hear from staff.
Mr. Chairman, this item is for property of 1 Noble Glen Drive. The petitioner is requesting a variance from Section 3-3 of the Chatham County Ordinance, which limits residential lots to a single electrical meter. The request in this case is to replace, to place a second meter on an existing boat dock. This is an aerial map of the subject property of 1 Noble Glen Drive. Property is on Isle of Hope, and it's in the R1C environmental overlay zoning classification. It is a conforming lot relative to lot area. Lots in this zoning district require a minimum of 32,000 square feet. Development pattern in the vicinity of this property is primarily larger single family residential lots. The petitioner is proposing to establish a electrical meter on the boat dock that you can see at the end of their property here. We've seen a few of these requests over the years, typically associated with large rural lots to either establish power at an accessory building or in this case, a marine facility. The intent of this regulation in the ordinance is to prohibit second single family residential units on one family residential zone properties. The subject property's primary residence is approximately 350 linear feet from the boat dock, making tapping into the house essentially difficult in terms of bringing power to the dock. Based on this distance and the other circumstances mentioned in the report, staff is recommending approval of the request for the second meter for the dock at 1 Noble Glen Drive.
Thanks. Questions or discussion with staff? Thank you. Anything the petitioner would like to add beyond what Mr. Lawson said? Does anyone here from the public speak on this matter? We'll entertain the motion.
I move that we approve the second meter.
I second that.
Okay. Move that we approve based on staff recommendations. We'll go ahead and vote.
Chairman, members of the board, you all will remember that we had an applicant come before the board 3 months ago now requesting action regarding a proposed subdivision on Grove Point Road. The applicant was Jay Maupin, and he was requesting that the subdivision be designated as rural pursuant to code sections from the county's zoning ordinance in order to not have to meet the paving standard for the streets within that subdivision. After a number of meetings and conversations with county engineering, the applicant feels like he's not gonna be able to achieve that and is requesting to withdraw that petition from this board's consideration. So he'll be moving on with this project otherwise. But it was continued for 90 days. So I just wanted to bring it back before the board.
Okay, thank you. Any other business? We stand adjourned. Everyone have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas.